Oh, fuck no. I don't do shit. you and I can do a show together.
We do a show all the time, so yeah, it doesn't matter if nobody's
Steve just
here.
Randomly pipes in every now and then.
the funny thing was, Mike, during the summer movie show,
yeah,
I kept doing like the crosstalk thing, you know, where we throw in things underneath while everybody's like talking.
Shit. Yeah.
Just throwing Thomas off. I like said prolapse asshole. And David repeated it. And
oh, he repeated prolapse asshole?
Yeah,
that's
I
even
don't know.
Better.
It was just like,
that's great.
I just kept doing stuff to make Thomas uncomfortable. So,
which is not, I mean, that's not,
no,
difficult.
It's not really hard at all.
Oh. That's what we
especially
do.
The fact that he doesn't do shows with me that often anymore.
So, yeah, so he was like really thrown off.
He's like, oh.
I just know that I hear it sometimes, and I have to really like wash you out sometimes, so I can like
wash me out.
Yeah.
While Ryan's washing me out, welcome to Circle of Jerks.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. It's, I guess, the two-man power trip this week.
I mean, look, man, you got the two best.
We are the circle.
Show. Yeah, we are the circle. It's true. Yeah, we are.
We are the circle.
It's a two-sided circle.
Everybody revolves around us.
Yep.
So welcome to the show this week. Steve was deported to Mexico by ICE.
Jesus.
And Brian, probably the same
probably
thing.
The same for Brian.
One of those might be true. One of those might not.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
But we haven't had a show in a while because Ryan is turning Japanese.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had a show since you were gone for how long?
5 weeks, give or take.
Yeah.
I don't think we
did a show before and then you've been bounced and you've only been back, what, a week or two?
Month, year.
Yeah.
7 years, whatever.
So yeah, Ryan was out in Japan getting his life situated.
Yep.
On his big move.
Yep. Big, massive.
I am impressed by you because, it takes balls. To do what you're doing.
Yeah. It's interesting, dude. Like, it sets in every day a little bit more. I think it'll set in a little bit more when we finally acquire a place to live. Cause that's what we're currently trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
let's talk about what you did for 30 days in Japan.
All right. Sure.
For you guys that don't know, if you're just listening for the first time, Ryan is moving to Japan for the time being with no end in sight.
Yeah.
He is going to teach Japanese people, most likely kids, English.
Yep.
So he went and spent 30 days over in Japan to do the classes.
Yep.
To confirm that Ryan can speak English.
Can speak English, yes.
And so explain your immersion in Japan and actually kind of,
so
I guess it's your first working experience. I would call this on-the-job training.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's interesting, man. So essentially what I'll be doing is teaching kids, most likely kids, in a like English environment. So one of the things about Japanese when they go to learn English in Japan is they want native English speakers, which is obviously what I am. I grew up my entire life doing class and going to school in an English environment.
Not from a reservation.
Yeah.
Native means different to them.
That's different out here. Yeah. So essentially
going up there,
like, stupid. I would prefer Apache. Thank you. But the whole idea is that in Japan, they want full immersion in like English. So the kids have to use English. The teachers use English. They don't want you to use Japanese. So what I was doing for 5 weeks is essentially learning how to teach English to non-English speakers.
Just yell at them a lot.
Fuck it, it's this word.
Speak slower like they understand better.
You understand.
Apple. Pine. Apple.
Yeah. So... it's actually funny because it is kind of like that, but
I lived in a foreign country
for
3 years.
You did. Yeah. So
I was ignorant American at one time. I need this speaking slower. Like the Germans
like
would understand.
Yeah. English. So they want full immersion. And they usually want, I'm more of a hot commodity because I don't have an accent, like an Irish accent or a Scottish accent or Australian. I have a American like accent.
So, way to be white.
Yeah, way to be really white.
way to be white of white bread.
So
we're only looking for wonder Americans.
Pretty much.
No crust.
I'm an uncrustable in Japan. Yeah. So, yeah. So so basically in the 5-week class, they teach you how to teach, how to be, you know, essentially a teacher. And then what they do is kind of throw you in the fire. So I did 3 practicums. So I taught 2 classes. The kids were about 6 to 8 years old. And they just basically, you come up with a lesson plan. You kind of do the lesson plan based on what they like, how they tell you how to teach. And then they just throw you in the fire and they're like, good luck. You know, here's your class for 50 minutes. Teach these kids. And,
anything like Assassination Classroom?
I did not have ninjas running around trying to kill me.
if you kill the white guy, you guys pass.
Yeah,
so that is an anime fucking nerd
actually
joke.
It's actually a really good anime too. it's really, really good.
No hot teacher trying to seduce you.
No. Yeah. I mean, like otherwise, man, it honestly was, it was really weird. And the first one, I was really nervous. You know, I don't have any background in that. Right. So, but I have a background with
golf.
Right. So like I do have a background in,
and I've been speaking on the radio for 10 years.
Sure. Like I don't have a problem speaking in front of people. That's
it's just English.
It's yeah. Well, it's more like, will the kids accept me? And 2, like, will they have
candy?
Well, no, it wasn't creepy.
You treat
my candy. And I'm like, it was more like, what is this? You want them to participate and you want them to have fun. Right. If the kid, like one of the things for me, like growing up is as long as I was having fun in the teacher's classroom, I wanted to learn. Mm-hmm. Right. So that was kind of my big thing. My big concern was like, I want to make sure the
heads up 7-Up.
Dude, they love shit like that. So, you know, you come up with games, come up with funds, but after about 10 minutes, all of that goes away and the kids start like actually getting into it. And you're like, okay, this is fun. You don't feel like you're working.
I've always told everybody this, and here's some, like, let's pull back the curtain on it. It's no different when the microphone, especially when we were more live.
Yeah.
When there's always a nerve going into it, no matter how many times you go.
Yep.
The live show that we did, I was a little nervous for that. It was nervous because, you know, especially I think that's the only comparison I could have with it, because you're expecting to get a reaction out of a crowd. Like, dude, I could sit in this room and we could talk back and forth for hours and not worry about,
that's true.
You know, and we don't know what is funny and what is entertaining.
What people enjoy.
But, you know, for the Comic-Con show we did when, you know, we had 125 people sitting there.
In the room. Yeah.
And you're looking at it and you're up on stage and you're like, I think I'm funny.
I think this joke will hit.
I think my friends are funny. I think I wrote a show that we can be very good at. Will it translate? But once you know, those nerves are there for anything, especially if you've never done it before.
Exactly. So I think that was the big thing for me, was just making sure that, like, you know, one, I want to make sure the kids are having fun, because if they're having fun, they're going to want to learn. And then, you know, you can, once you have them, once you have that audience, man, like, it's really fulfilling. I knew it was going to be fulfilling, but it was really, really, really more fulfilling doing that. And I think that's why I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, right now I've got a second interview Monday with a company that is mostly teaching kids. And I think that would be really, really good for me.
You put pants on this time?
Yeah, I actually have to put pants on. Not for this interview. No, I'm going to wear just a fucking...
This idiot sends me fucking selfies of him with the suit top on and no pants, like he's an ESPN broadcaster. He's like, getting ready for my interview. Boxers and a black coat.
I had shorts on. Those were shorts. Way to paint a picture and make me sound like a shitbag.
Because it's funnier.
Okay, fine, fair. I mean, I was in my boxers.
My wiener was out.
My penis was out the whole interview.
I'm more comfortable with my wiener out when I'm talking.
I hope they don't find this interview. Or this. I guess this is an interview.
But,
yeah.
So you have a Monday, you have a follow-up for the one that teaches the kids. Now, when you do this kind of stuff, you're willing to jump through any hoop that Japan says you need to, right?
Yeah, so right now, I kind of have the process.
There's a lot going on for technically being an immigrant to another country.
Yeah. So right now, the good thing about doing it the way I'm doing it is the school sponsors you. Sponsors your visa, sponsors your certificate of eligibility to get a visa. So they kind of streamline that process. The hard part that I'm having right now is none of the shipping companies that I'm trying to work with to ship my shit over there want to do anything or give me any quotes until I have my certificate of eligibility. So it's like I'm in this kind of like weird limbo. And then they'll ask me, well, what's your address you're moving to?
Well, Japan.
Japan? I don't have an address yet. I'm trying to work on that. So it's like a weird circle that like I need to get a house. So my girlfriend's like going to look at houses. And then once that's done, then I can, you know, I have an address. Now I've got to worry about my job. Then once that's done, now I can work. It's like a weird vicious circle. Like, and
what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. And that's really where I'm at, dude. It's like, fuck, man. Like, can I just, you know, get what I need? And like, and you know me, Bobby, you've known me for years. I like to plan shit out. I don't like the last minute shit. I fucking hate last minute.
You were asking me about Tuesday today. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. You were like, huh? I don't know. Fuck. And like, dude, I like to plan stuff out. It makes me feel more prepared, I guess. I don't know. I've always been like that. You know that. Yeah. You know, even from us going to Comic Cons and stuff, you know, I like to plan shit out. So it has been a little weird.
Very much the opposite of me. Like, oh, fuck it. Let's go.
But I think that's what's funny about you and I's relationship with that. Like, it's very offsetting.
I don't plan anything.
No, but then like, I'm like, hey, let's plan. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, it's so.
How much more money is it going to come?
So far I am a little stressed out about that kind of stuff. I think once I get the job and like this, hopefully after the second interview, they're like, hey, we'd like to offer you the job. I'll settle down a little bit. Cause now I'm like, oh shit. You know, like I signed my contract, things move forward. So
it's real.
Yeah. It becomes real. And I think that,
boy.
You know, what also makes me feel good. And I don't mean to get like sappy cause I know we're trying to do a fun show, but it really means a lot to me that like when you got your passport, you sent me that photo.
Uh-huh.
Like to me, because you and I have done a lot together in the last 15 years, right?
Recovered from AIDS.
Yeah, together. Yeah, it was weird. It was a wild, but yeah, I just.
Us and Magic Johnson.
it means a lot to me. And I know that moving there, just because I'm moving there doesn't mean that our friendship's going to stop. It just means that I'm in a different area. You know, does that make sense? Like, yeah. It means a lot to me. And I think I've had multiple people say that to me. Like, hey man, once you get settled, I want to come out. Well, awesome. Fucking come. Like, so I just, that reassures me that I'm not making a shitty decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it reassures me that my friends support my decision. And that means a lot to me.
Yeah, like I said, it's. I wish I was as brave as you to make some kind of bold move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let's get back to this. So
okay, yeah.
you would, for Japan, to get your rights as to be a working immigrant,
yes,
in their country.
Yes.
You would follow their guidelines, their rules.
Yep.
And do whatever needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you see everything that is going on with our country right now as a technically what is going to be a working immigrant.
Yep.
That isn't like.
I'm not a citizen.
I want to like precursor this with your like. I'm not talking about people that are fleeing the country, like that come over with like boats from Cuba that are fleeing persecution.
Right. Asylum.
Like, yeah. Yes, those type of people, I believe we should be taking in. But these people that are out there protesting and doing all this stuff,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, how does that
make
you feel as, like, again,
now,
I mean, it's weird to kind of compare the two, but
it's very similar.
It is very, like, when I saw this stuff going down, I'm thinking, man, would Ryan go to Japan and start protesting and like burning?
So here's
like with the American flag and like burning Japan's flag.
No,
because it's like, no.
Here's my thought process on it. Cause I did experience, in the 5 weeks, Japan's very different. This is going to sound really bad. And I know there's a ton of people that like love Japan and they think Japan's a super cool place. There's some bad, not bad stuff. Japan is incredibly racist. It's one of the most racist countries on the planet. And it's usually towards more, obviously, Asians. Japanese people consider themselves to be the pinnacle of Asian,
yeah,
like society.
They don't like no mixed breeds.
Yeah. And so, and one of the things that it was conveyed to me as a foreigner.
50 Shades of Yellow.
That's actually a real thing. But what was conveyed to me as a foreigner and something that I had to keep in mind as a teacher in Japan is that no matter what I do, if I get a residence card or I teach in Japan for 10
years, you're still going to be a white guy.
I'm still a gaijin. I am still a foreigner. I am still technically not a Japanese person. And in Japanese work society, there are things that aren't going to make sense to me because it's a Japanese way. And I can't fight that. I just have to accept it. And I just have to move forward from it. So, what, for example, in Japan, trash sorting is like a massive deal. Okay, because it's an island, they don't have dumps like we do here.
Yeah.
Right? So something that happened, kind of a quick story, something that happened in the 5 weeks, we stay in this apartment, right, for 5 weeks, and we have to sort our trash. And they are, like, on our ass about sorting trash. Like, it is, hey, this has to go here, this has to go here, it goes out this day, blah, 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 blah. If you sort it incorrectly, the trash guy won't take it. Now you've got to wait. And like, dude, they'll look at it and go, there's a can in there. We're not taking it. And then they just drive away. And now your trash is sitting there. And they know. They fucking know that it's the gaijin or the foreigners that live in that building that put that trash out. And they won't take it because it's foreigners that did it. So essentially, long story short, the lady that owns the building, owns the school that I was going to, she personally walked over, grabbed like, and had us sort through the trash correctly because it made her and the school look bad to the trash company. And this was a huge deal. Like, this was like, this is no joke. Like, you know, there's a saying in Japanese, the nail that sticks out gets hammered. And it sounds goofy to some, super sexual, dude. But it sounds goofy to some people.
Bono get hammer.
But I can do it. I'm not going to do it. But the thing is about Japanese people, Jesus Christ. The thing about Japanese people in the Japanese society is that discipline and following the right way is a huge thing over there. And as a foreigner, you're even under more scrutiny than a Japanese person.
Yeah.
So you have to really...
why'd Ryan get deported, trash?
He fucking didn't sort his trash right, fucking piece of shit. I don't know why my Japanese guy was from fucking Louisiana, but whatever. it's something that I've had to really kind of, you know me, dude, I'm very outspoken. Like, I have to, when I'm there, I have to really dial back being an American, like, yeah. And which is good for me though. And so, I feel like for me, moving there, I respect the culture. I respect the country. I respect the people. I respect their discipline. I respect their constant giving a shit about their other people. Mm-hmm. I care about it. And I would never get my visa, move there as a foreign national, and like then start protesting like shit. Like, I'm in your country. I've got to fit to your ways, not you fit to my way. I've got to assimilate into your society. And there's a right way to do it, and there's a fucking wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like what bugs me about all the shit that's going on is all the people that are out protesting are not the voice. They're not the people that are affected by this. I feel like I would say the majority. You know, you've got these like kids that were born here who are effectively citizens of the United States, waving Mexican flags around and burning fucking buildings down when in reality they're not the ones that have an issue, right? And I think that's what I have. It blows my mind. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I couldn't fly to Japan and burn the Japanese flag in Japan because I'm mad that I went into a fucking bar and it says Japanese only on it. Like,
that's a thing.
Yes.
Ooh.
So like, for, I'll give you a great example. Jackie and I found a karaoke bar that we were going to go to, and Jackie, we walk in and she goes first, and like, I'm kind of behind her ways, and she starts speaking Japanese to the person, and there's like five tables open, completely not packed with people. As soon as I opened the door and came in, the lady behind the bar changed her tone. No, we're full. Like, straight up, nope. Like, nope, gaijin not allowed. So there are bars that on the outside say Japanese only. And if I walked into them, I would immediately be like, nope, see ya.
Hmm. And interesting.
Yep. So, but you have to understand that that's just their way.
I'm like, you're talking to a kid who lived in a foreign country during.
Yeah. So you get it. Like,
I understand there's different things that go on.
I've got to respect it.
Breaking in here. Remember how I said Steve was in Mexico?
Yeah. The action in Mexico?
I don't know. Because I just got a notification on my phone that he logged into PlayStation. Fucking liar. Fucking liar, Steven.
Oh, what a liar.
What a liar.
Should I text him?
I know you. Yeah, text him.
Okay.
And be like, I know you're at home right now because you wouldn't take your fucking PlayStation.
There's no way he'd take that to Mexico.
To Mexico.
I'm going to ask him if he took it to Mexico.
Yeah, ask him if he took his PlayStation to Mexico, and let's get to that.
Maybe we're both wrong, and he did take it.
Oh, we know Steve.
Did you take your PS5 to?
All right, and see what he says.
Question mark. I'm gonna put a Mexican flag at the end too.
Orale.
It's orale.
Orale.
Like orally, but not.
No, it's orale. That's like the two options you have going into the. The thing, it's you get oral or you get laid.
Wow, is that how it works?
Yeah.
So you didn't know that.
That's why
wrong.
They always yell it all the time.
I've been saying that wrong for a long time.
They're throwing it out there to see if anybody
answers. Can't wait to see what his reaction to that text message is.
I was just like, it just popped up on my phone because like certain people I have when they're online, it's like, okay, cool. Like maybe I'll go play something.
He's going to go change his fucking like so people can't.
He'll be hidden again.
Yeah.
I think my whole thing with what's going on in the world is I don't know what I'm supposed to be offended by and what I'm supposed to be mad about.
What am I mad about today?
Because it went from ICE to no kings to we're unjustly bombing Iraq or Iran or
one of those
Israel
countries.
Didn't do this and. You know, it's just, it's a constant, so much going on.
Does it seem
on.
Like it's like every other month or like every month it's something
well,
new?
It's just like one of those things. Like, Ryan, like, let's be honest.
Okay.
I lean a like liberal.
Yeah.
On most
absolutely.
Things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's like, that's my side. And like, you know, I respect people that go out there and they do their thing and support my friends.
Absolutely.
Haley, formerly known as Angelica, is one of the people that I respect the most because she talks a big game, but she's also out there
doing shit
on the front line. So when she says she's worried about the environment, she's organizing beach cleanups.
Yeah.
When she's worried about people getting deported, she was out there in the protests doing it right. You know, so I'm all about that. And it's just like, it just seems that everything is so divisive, like, between that side, like, where are we getting at to where we're not going to be any better in the next presidential election on either side?
No,
because Trump, did you see Trump like be like, well, they fucked off or whatever he said?
He dropped that F bomb. Yeah,
he dropped the F bomb. I was like, oh, that's so not presidential.
Yeah. Okay, it's kind of funny though.
But there's nobody on the Democrat side that seems to be trying to
do anything different.
Do anything different to try to pull things together. So, like, me and you are both a very...
what's that one? Let's see.
No, we're both very... as much as resources as AI and ChatGPT eat up.
Yeah.
We, like, dude, I am, like, the king of asking ChatGPT questions.
Yeah, same. I love doing it. It's fun.
So, it's just because I want to see what AI thinks. So, again... I voted Republican because it was just the one that worked best for me.
Made
but
sense
again,
to you to,
a lot
to your
of
life,
my but. Views are very liberal and, but I am open to whatever you think or anybody else thinks as being,
as you should be as a person,
Yeah. So I asked ChatGPT after just seeing like, you know, Bernie Sanders and AOC and everybody going around like good. Making up like weird words, like, I forgot what they called it, the chloroglyphy or whatever the fucking they're going around calling.
They're making up weird words now?
Yeah, they're making up weird words now.
Great.
And I'm like, I asked ChatGPT, if you were a Democrat and running for president,
oh God,
what would you do to unite the country and win?
Blow up the Twin Towers.
again.
Is that too soon for that joke?
Okay, so it says reconnect with the working class.
Okay.
Prioritize outreach to the working class voters, especially men.
So true.
Which we are the people that just are the devil to everybody.
Yep, yep. We're shitbags.
By shifting a message away from elite moralizing and towards shared economic values.
Okay.
Wow. Build a big tent, pragmatic message.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Use triangulation, taking in good conservative ideas on public safety, fiscal responsibility, and infrastructure while reinforcing core democratic values of equity, climate, and healthcare.
Jesus Christ, ChatGPT.
You know, reach out again to the working class voters by highlighting tangible investments, green jobs, reduced costs, union-backed wage growth, and infrastructure improvements.
Jesus Christ.
Emphasize and share patriotism and democratic norms.
Mm.
Champion election reform and government responsiveness.
Okay.
Unite the progressives and moderates through a shared cause.
Jesus Christ. This sounds less Democrat and more libertarian.
Oh, yeah. See, rally, like the fighting oligarchy tort. I don't even know if I'm spelling it right.
That's a hard word.
Oligarchy. Oligarchy. Yes. Yeah,
it's whatever. I know that. It's a hard
okay. word. Use bold messaging. You know, show real world actions, just not rhetoric.
Yeah.
You know, and it like it goes through. I'm going to show the screen here. And it gives like a step-by-step approach of how the, you know, AI would go ahead and unite the country.
Dude, can we just.
It seems like I just need like a robot now that they just need to put in AI to go run for president and come up with these things because.
That's crazy.
We're not getting anywhere because we're coming up on a year into this of it. And then, you know, there's going to be an election every 2 years because of the
primary.
The
midterms,
the Senate and all that other stuff, they're on a different like cycle.
Yep.
And it just seems like we're not anywhere better than we were before. Now, you know, Trump is doing Trump things, which we expected.
Yeah, we knew
that. There is no replacement for him. There is no, you know, like Democratic person that I feel like is pushing some kind of agenda that calls towards people. Again, you don't have to worry about this. You can still vote, but you're like, fuck a piece. I'm out.
Yeah. I'm out, boys.
But it just seems weird that like you could put stuff in the ChatGPT and find out like how messaging would be different.
Can we just like, how come like politicians aren't going to ChatGPT and typing that shit in?
I don't know. They probably are. And then they ignore it.
They are. They're like,
Yeah, there's going to be some kind of breach there of like,
oh God, some fucking, you know? Yeah. Some politician typed in like, but, you know, launch codes in there and like,
in the grand scheme of things, it's like, why is everybody making it so hard to get along with people? And again, you every week, it just seems like I'm watching new cause come up. And none of it seems to stick.
No.
It's, you know, again, it's ICE. It's no kings. It's the war. It's bombing. It's this. It's that. You know, and it's very confusing to me as like a person who kind of leans in that direction.
You're like,
I still don't know what I want. It's like, I am very much a fucking purple person.
Yeah.
And it's weird to watch things like I finally saw the new Captain America movie.
Okay.
And even like Marvel is afraid to take a stand because they put Harrison Ford in a striped tie.
Yep.
Because, instead of having the solid blue or red tie, which is usually indicator of what party they, you know, and then removing the, what is the group called, Ryan?
The Serpent Society.
Yes. You know, which are foreigners.
Yep.
That come as terrorists and they're doing you know, things like that. And it's just like, man, like we've become so soft as a nation that we try to placate to everybody that we're not we're not actually doing anything good for anybody.
No,
you know, and it's like I said, it's crazy to think about that. Like, I'm not a political person at all. I could care less. Most of the time I only know about this stuff because of social media and because I do shows and I have to sit there and try to keep up on things. If not, I'd be perfectly fine. Did Steve respond?
He did. He said, haha, no, someone is checking on Scout. He has someone checking on his cat.
Oh, so they logged in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Want to go break in after the show?
I want to meet the cat. So yeah, let's go.
We just kick open the door.
I'm here to check out the cat.
What, okay. Let's Bobby P.I. this. Was he said someone?
Yes.
So not gender specific?
Yes.
He's got a girl over there.
Bobby P.I. You're probably not wrong.
Making that call.
Hey, man, well, good for him.
Not hating on him.
I ain't mad about it. Hey, dude, look.
Don't fuck up my high score.
Hey. I've got a really high score in that game. Don't fuck that shit up. Don't fuck my save up.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Shut it off. Don't put it in rest mode. Shit costs power.
Yeah, he would definitely be the guy. Oh, rest mode. I'm wasting 12 cents a day.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway,
my SRP bill went up when I was out of town.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, it just seems weird.
It's confusing.
What's going on? And
you don't know what to be appalled about every fucking day.
And I think it stifles creativity with music and movies and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, you see bands like, what was it, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus? Is like,
yeah, don't come to our show. If you voted for Trump,
don't come to our show. It's like, are you doing public record searches?
Yeah, like, you in the front row. You, get the fuck out of here. You voted for Trump. Like, dude, who the fuck, like, really, man? Like, and I hate to say this, man, but they've only had one really good song anyways, so.
And that was, what, 2001?
Yeah.
You should take whoever you can get.
Bruh, like, if you can, like, get some new listeners, like, maybe who gives a shit who they voted for.
Hey, you think they actually went out there and yelled about it so they could get, like, when's the last time you heard, like, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus? Like, dude, some grunge 90s or, like, you know, emo nights?
Yeah, like, emo night, like, Mosh Eisley. I'll probably hear that song fucking when I'm at Comic-Con next month. Like, you know, at Mosh Eisley, they'll probably play that fucking song. That's about the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Like, I understand taking a stand, and I understand, talking about what you believe in and doing something about it. Like you said with Haley, like, I get that. I just think the thing is, like, and this
formerly
is just
known as Angelica.
Formerly, yes, FKA.
Wrestler.
Dude, she's a great wrestler. The thing that I have an issue with, man, is like, I feel like a lot of these people are doing all this and their life ain't really that bad anyways. And if they just kind of shut their brain off and went back about their business, like, I feel like things would be different. Like, they would just, you know.
It's got to be hard to be offended by everything.
Dude, it's got to be fucking hard.
It's
got to
be stressful.
Bro. Like, that's like, that's why I don't really kind of tap into that stuff, and I don't really respond to that stuff. And like, the only time I really talk about it is when we sit in here.
Well, again, and the only reason I brought it up was because I just thought it was an interesting transition of watching somebody who's leaving the country, who is trying to abide by the rules of the country he's moving to. Yep. And it's not because you're like, fuck America, like,
no, I love America. Like,
you're leaving because this is an experience for you. You're not getting any younger. Let's go figure out if this is something I want to do.
Yeah. And like, you know, obviously my girlfriend is the majority of the reason why I'm leaving, but there's also another baby. There's another.
I was like, motherfucker, you better deny that or I'm transitioning real quick to this conversation.
No, absolutely not. Like,
oh, shit, he caught me.
You were starting to hyperventilate over there. Absolutely not. And you'd be the first person to know if that was a thing. But for me, it's like you said, like, dude, like, obviously my girlfriend's the majority, but also too, like, the adventure and doing something for myself and doing something fulfilling, you know, like doing something that makes me feel fulfilled, that I'm actually doing something that makes a difference, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
You know, and I think that, like,
you made a difference to me, Ryan. Don't cry.
So I
gave me AIDS.
I did make a big difference then, didn't I? Changed your life, baby.
Yeah. Didn't have a heart murmur before AIDS.
Didn't IFib before AIDS. Yeah, I think for me, my life is so much better when I don't look at this shit and I'm not offended every single day about something. And I just kind of go about my business and live my life. I think that's also too why, like, you and I, like, we have hobbies, you know, like, that takes my mind off bullshit like this. You know, and lucky for me, like, a lot of my hobbies I'm able to do in Japan, like, they're, you know, they're pretty, you know, golf, baseball,
Japanese women.
I've only got one.
That was your hobby before. Now you've secured one.
Now I've secured
one. I mean, you only spent years trying to ship one back, and you figured, well, fuck it, I might as well move there.
Might as well move there. Fuck it.
They keep dying in the boat.
So, you know, it's...
Is it weird not, like, being able just to take her panties instead of trying to buy it out of the vending machine?
Well, I mean, like, I don't have to now. They're just there, you know? Like, I don't have to buy vending machine panties anymore. I mean, I never did that.
Allegedly.
I never did it.
Allegedly.
I really didn't ever do it. I've seen them.
I broke in.
I never did it, but yeah, I just think it's...
You just beat off on the outside.
Oh, God. Fucking grody. I think it's just one of those things, man, where it's like, for me, I just try to live my life and enjoy my life. Obviously, I know I'm a white dude that didn't immigrate from Mexico or whatever. I get it. I totally understand.
You're not going for asylum reasons. And again, we believe that's as different. So,
yeah.
Going to Japan, Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I have a diagnosis of your actual personality. Like, you have more than just ADD, ADHD.
Well,
you have what is called...
Oh, God.
Oppositional defiant disorder.
Hold on. Oppositional defiant... Okay. Wow, that popped up pretty quick.
Yeah, because it's real. I didn't make it up. This is you. Adults with oppositional defiant disorder may display patterns of negative, hostile, and defiant behavior that lasts at least 6 months and include four or more of the following symptoms. You often lose your temper. You like to argue with people.
Oh, God.
You actively defy or refuse to comply with rules and laws when you don't like it. You deliberately annoy people. You're easily annoyed by others. You're angry and resentful. You're spiteful and vindictive.
I know where you're going with this.
I had this all written before today. So, you just
fuck.
I saw this again. You know, I'm a part-time psychologist.
You and ChatGPT.
Me and ChatGPT go ahead and try to figure out, you know, what Steven's OCD comes from. And
God damn it, I'm ODD.
Now you're
Does that
ODD.
Mean I'm down with OPD?
Yes, OPP? You're down with ODD.
What the fuck? I didn't know this was a thing.
Either did I. It just popped up one day. And I started reading and I was like, Ryan. This is fucking Ryan.
God
and to prove this more Dude, than ever.
Proved it today.
This morning, we went out to a driving range. And Ryan has a, you know, for those that don't know, Ryan is a scratch golfer, a legitimate scratch golfer. He went to school for golf. He's golfed forever. He's very good. That's not me blowing smoke up his ass. And so we were going out to go hit golf balls this morning so he could help me out with some of the things that aren't good in my golf game because I'm an old white. And, you know, that's what we do when we get older.
Yeah, you play golf.
Ex-athletes all turn to golfing.
Hence
why there was an ex-NFL player, old dude in a knee brace that looked like he was in pretty good shape. another black dude that looked like he was an athlete around us. All that are Ryan's friends at this golf course. So we go there. We go to hit golf balls. We're there at 8 in the morning. Now, for those that are not from Arizona, 8 in the morning it's basically on the rim of Satan's asshole.
It's very close to holy fuck, it's hot as shit out.
Yes. Yeah. Most days, it could be a little bit humid in the morning, but it's still not blazing hot.
Yep.
The sun's not beating on you. So for those not from Arizona, we do things either from like 6 to about 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock after.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like Mike puts the studio back, like our recording times back a little further because
it's hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the air with all the equipment, like you guys can see on YouTube right now, all the equipment around us, like it's hot. Like my taint is dripping on this fucking stool. Yeah, dude, Mike's going to lick it up after.
My butt is sweating pretty hard on this.
So, we go there and the driving range isn't open. First tee times on most golf courses in Arizona like this time, right 5:30.
Yep.
Sun's up. Ryan goes back and forth twice to try to get golf balls. They tell us the thing's not closed. Guy comes in, says tells them, you know, the thing says it's not open to 10, which is completely asinine. Like there's no reason that a driving range for a golf course that opens at 5:30 should be 9.
Yep.
So, and Ryan is a frequent golfer, so he has a pass that gets him free range balls.
Yep. I pay monthly. Well, I did.
So he goes and gets range balls for me and him.
Finally.
Finally, after they finally decide to open. This douche canoe comes walking out and looks at me and goes, are you a pass member? No. Ryan is.
Yep.
And then continues to tell us that we are stealing from him. That... That if everybody and their buddy had brought in, you know, and, you know, all 400 of our golf pass members brought in a person to use their pass, you know, what would happen there and all this other stuff. And the guy was just a complete asshole.
Went 0 to 100 asshole.
And if you guys really want to know and you want to go review bomb the fucking course, go ahead. Yeah. It's Western Skies in Gilbert, Arizona.
Yep.
I'm perfectly okay with putting that out there. They were fucking dickheads.
So the thing that I have an issue with this
and hold on.
Okay. Finish. And then I'll,
and the guy just keeps going back and forth with Ryan, and Ryan's like, what do you want me to do? Just tell me what you want me to do. You want me to go pay $13? He goes, sir, the large bucket's $18.
So
I'll pay $18. Ryan says,
yeah.
And the guy's like, you're going to pick up the balls and take them back. Ryan goes, what if I just, split off some of the balls that I have and give it to him so he can hit over there? Is that okay? Guy's like, no.
Over a bucket of balls,
man. And then Ryan goes, fine, then I'm going to go pay your fucking $18. You want to follow me in to make sure the kid doesn't give me a receipt to go get more balls?
I forgot I said that.
That's what oppositional defiant disorder looks like.
I think
golfers.
So, and you can, Bobby, you were obviously, I was the one having the confrontation. I felt like I was fairly justified in my annoyance.
It was the approach. Yes.
Yeah. So like the way that this should have went down. Okay.
I mean, again, you are in a customer service business.
Correct.
You're not like me. I work for corporate America, and I tell people to fuck off all the time.
So here's the reason why I feel so adamant about this and why I got a little more upset than normal is I did that job. I was a PGA professional. I worked at golf courses, and customer service is the number fucking one thing as a PGA professional that you are taught when you become a PGA professional. Your job is, you know, customer service. You are, dude, I've gotten yelled at for things that were so fucking asinine when I worked in the golf industry that I was just not yelled at, but like kind of like complained about, you know, my members or whatever when I was working at golf courses. This was not it, man. This is not, and I get it, man. You work at Western Skies and it's kind of a shithole, but like, dude, take some fucking pride in the fact that you, anyways, I'll get to that in a point in a second, but what really blows my mind about this entire situation. So one, this could have been literally like, he could have walked out. Hey guys, first of all, the guy never introduced himself to us. I still like, and I found out later who he is and this, which is going to blow everyone's mind. He never introduced himself to us. He walked past Bobby 3 times and never said, hey man, good morning. You know, go fuck yourself. Eat my asshole. Like he didn't even acknowledge that he was fucking existed. Okay. One, in golf, in any decent course, or any golf course.
In any business.
In any bit, you acknowledge your customers. Hey, good
if
morning,
I was
man.
Walking through a Verizon store.
Hey, good morning, sir. Yeah. So
if I walk into McDonald's, if I go to Walmart, there's a greeter. Costco is a greeter.
These motherfuckers at TP, when we go play TPC on Tuesday, will kiss your fucking asshole.
Mm.
Because that is what it like.
I hope it's as sweaty as it is today.
Oh, it will be. It's going to be hot, especially at noon. So for me, I feel really adamant about that. Like that was, I did that job. So I get it. What really upset me about was this could have been like, hey man, are you a performance pass member? Yes. Yes, I am. Hey, just so you know, the golf balls are supposed to be for just the members only. And then you have to pay for another bucket, but I'll let it go today. No big deal. You know, just, you know, in the future, don't do it again. And I would have, here's how I would have responded. Wow. I'm sorry. That's my fault. And it won't happen again. Yeah. That's exactly where it would have ended. I'm sorry. I didn't know. And I genuinely didn't know. And, but what really pissed me off immediately was you're stealing.
You're a thief. You're this.
You just accused someone who pays $70 a month, which I've already prepaid for these golf balls, technically speaking. Who gives a shit who hits them? I could kick them on the range if I wanted to or throw them into the range. Who gives a shit? I've paid for these golf balls. If I want to fucking dump them on the fucking, I can do that.
Like, you should have dumped them in the fucking thing so they had to pick them all up one by one.
I should have fucking thrown them in the parking lot. Sorry, that's petty, but
justifiable
at this point. So really bugged the shit out of me. You call me not once, but twice. I'm a stealer. Then you have the audacity to say, well, 400 people, 400 members. I was like, dude, 400 members at $69.99 a month. That's fucking 28 grand. Okay. Let me ask you a question, Bobby. Do gyms have guest passes?
Yes.
Do gyms give out guest passes in the hope that guest comes back and gets their own membership?
Yes.
Okay. So let's use simple math, and I'm fucking terrible at math. So let's say 10% of the 400 members that bring a guest out.
That's 40 people.
That's 40 people.
Wait, I keep it simple.
I know. I did that on purpose. 40 people times $69 or $70 a month. So now you've added more revenue. Because that guy brought somebody out and maybe they brought out a new golfer that's never fucking played before. And this is the first fucking experience they have at a golf course. I'd never want to go back to that golf course ever again. Not to mention that I go to this course once or twice a week, blast 2 to 3 buckets of balls myself because I get out on the range and then I just fucking beat balls like an idiot, working on shit. So like, and Bobby, you saw it today. I know most of the people that go hit balls there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now,
and they all question what the fuck just happened.
Yeah, what the fuck just happened? Like,
including one guy that was giving lessons to a kid that I'm assuming that he used his passes so the kid could hit.
Yes. So
that's okay though.
But that's okay. But
like, you know, if you were giving me lessons,
yeah, it'd be a different story. Which is a whole nother can of worms. Which I'm surprised he didn't come out and tell me to stop.
It's all in the hips. It's all in
the hips. So like when I was giving lessons, you can't go to just a random range and give a lesson. You have to talk to the pro first, like, hey, man, is it cool that I use your range for the left? It's a whole nother dichotomy and fucking thing that is goofy. But
yeah, it's like a gang thing. This is my corner.
Yeah, like, yo, what's up, blood? So
don't deal in my corner, bitch.
Pretty much is exactly how it is. It's just
except very white.
Very white. Yeah. Like, don't give lessons on me.
See?
So the first and foremost being
20s gangster.
Yeah. See?
Mercy.
You're gonna hit golf balls on my range, see?
Well, I'll show you.
So being called a stealer right off the rip just absolutely pissed me off. Then to use a gym analogy, which didn't work, was fucking stupid.
Especially with his pot belly.
Yeah. First of all, dude, you've never even seen the inside
of the
gym.
The only gym he's been inside of is a dude.
J-I-M. So me, you know, being the asshole that I am, you know, you've already pissed me off, you know. All right, cool. Cancel my shit. I won't come back here. You know, like, whatever. So here's the wild thing. So let's fast forward to later because me being the petty person that I'm having ODD, apparently.
I'll show you.
I wrote a sternly worded email. Well, ChatGPT did. Let's be completely honest. I fed it the info, and then ChatGPT went fucking bananas. Okay, so Bobby being Bobby Magnum PI.
Bobby PI busted out again because Ryan couldn't figure out who the person was.
Which
and
is interesting.
I think all whites are the same.
Yeah, we fucked up on that, but we'll get to that. So we find out that it's this guy, Kyle. air quotes, we'll call it Kyle. Like, I'm going to use real names. I don't give a shit. Kyle. And that the, I
mean, you can go to the website and find the same name.
Yeah, the general manager is Scott. So I had ChatGPT write an email, and I'm going to read it to you guys because it's pretty good. Okay. Dear Scott, I hope you're doing well. I wanted to bring to your attention a very disappointing and uncomfortable interaction I had this morning around 9 a.m. with Kyle on the driving range.
He did look like Kyle, by the way.
He did look like a Kyle. That's not him.
The pitcher.
We're getting there. Okay. As a regular guest and performance pass member, I truly value the opportunity to practice and play at your facility. This is true. I do. It's very free. It's very close for me, and it's great. I frequent Western Skies multiple times a week and typically hit 2 to 3 buckets of balls per visit, making full use of the program that I've paid for. Today, I brought a friend out with me to help with work on his game, and I wasn't aware that the performance pass strictly applies to only individual members and not guests, and I fully acknowledge this was my oversight. So I own my shit. And I owned it there when we were talking to him. The issue, however, wasn't the policy. It was the way Kyle chose to address it after I retrieved a bucket of balls and returned to the range with my guests. Kyle approached us in an immediately confrontational, aggressive manner, and he did.
100%.
He asked, are you a performance pass member? To which I replied, yes, I am. Without any attempt to clarify the policy or de-escalate the situation, he responded bluntly, those balls are for you only, with a dismissive tone and visible frustration. At no point during the interaction did Kyle introduce himself or identify his role. My guests and I had no idea who he was until after the fact. Furthermore, before this confrontation, Kyle had passed by while leaf blowing the range and did not acknowledge either of us, not even a basic good morning or a courteous greeting. As someone representing the course in a leadership position, these missed opportunities to extend simple respect and hospitality were disappointing. When I responded to his initial remark by saying, I've paid for my performance pass this month. Why does it matter how the balls get hit? Kyle escalated the situation by accusing me of stealing by saying, well, you are stealing. He followed that by saying, well, if I had a 400 performance pass members and everyone gave a bucket away to a friend, which I responded trying to lighten the tension, 400 members times $69.99, that's a pretty good range profit. What could have been a quick and easy clarification turned into an uncomfortable escalating situation that felt more like an attempt to provoke than to inform. For something as simple as and minor as a misunderstanding over a range bucket of balls, to jump to accusing a paying customer of theft twice was completely unnecessary and over the top. At no point was there an attempt to have a calm and constructive conversation. Kyle's tone, body language, and overall demeanor were aggressive, immature, and frankly unbecoming of someone in a leadership or professional role. He seemed more interested in confrontation than resolution, which left both my guests and me shocked and uncomfortable, which is 100% true.
Yeah. I was like, we're fighting.
I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to beat this fat guy's ass. I completely respect that. No, Bobby probably would have whipped his ass and I would have got a couple punches in. I completely respect the need to enforce club policies. And I do. I get it. I've done that job. Totally understand it. And had the situation been handled differently, perhaps with a simple sir, just so you know, the performance pass is for individual use only. It's no big deal today, but please keep in mind for the future. If you'd have said that, I think you and I both would have been like, oh shit. Yeah. Like, sorry, dude. Like, I would have understood and gladly paid for the additional usage. Instead, I was met with hostility. As a result of the experience, I had Kyle cancel my performance pass in the pro shop shortly after the incident. I'm genuinely disappointed that it came to that, as I've been spending time at Western Skies and plan to continue doing so. So blah, 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 blah. I just basically said at the end, you know, or ChatGPT did, hey, you know, whatever. It's important to, you know, keep a respectful environment. So about 3 hours go by and I get an email back. Mr. Denton, you were actually speaking with me this morning, not Kyle. I'd be more than happy to discuss the situation more with you on Monday when I return from vacation. So we not only were talking to the actual head, like the senior general manager, which fucking blows my mind. He never once told us who he was, never once indicated that he was a senior general manager. Never once. He just straight up came out and was aggressive.
Yeah.
Which to me is even more telling how much of a piece of a shit you are.
So by the way, when you look up Western Skies, the performance program, it says, you know, $69.95 per individual, per month, you know, family members not included with the pass. So, but I mean,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not that big of a deal when it comes down to it. It was just that he was aggressive and then we got to see ODD Ryan come out and play, you know, to where he gets frustrated and irritated with people, and then it's just like asshole Ryan comes out, and
it's like, very zero to. I'm very like,
yeah, there is no in between.
No, and I think it's the thing, you've seen me enough, dude. Like, I feel like when asshole Ryan comes out, I would say I'm gonna give a number, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I'm gonna say 80% of the time, I have a legitimate reason for Asshole Ryan to come out. There's a 20% where I think maybe I just, like, I let it get to me.
Yeah.
But I think 80%, I have a reason. And, like, it's a legitimate reason. Like, any time that I've, Asshole Ryan's come out with us playing softball. Like, yeah, there's an 80% reason why Ryan, like, that happened. And I'm somewhat.
There's also those times when people just run their mouth and it irritates you and you start running it back instead of just shutting up.
And instead of just being quiet, which is, again, I'll own that. Yeah. I'll own that.
Okay.
But I think at the end of the day, this one bugged me because, one, I've been in that position. And if I reacted like that to a customer,
any position in general, like, yeah, at your current wild business, at Starbucks, at, anywhere, you know, fries, dude, you know, somebody says something like, hey, you're stealing. You're like, I'm taking a drink. Like, stealing a sip at Circle K, like before you put the lid on the Thirst Buster. And they're like, sir, 79 cents for that Thirst Buster. That sip isn't free. You know, you'd be like, it's what the so fuck,
weird,
bro?
Like, it's like a weird fucking thought.
It's a weird flex. So.
Anyways.
Anyway. So, did either of your parents put any kind of rules on you about, like, say,
masturbation?
Your dad, yes, masturbation. Like, we can only do it as a group.
Oh, God. Whoa. Nope.
So me and my dad were.
me and my dad were whacking it.
We're whacking it, and I wanted to look at this porn, and he's
like,
wasn't, no.
He didn't like that porn, so we had to switch it up.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Anyways, continue.
And he cummed in my face.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. So, like, say for the family business, Ryan.
Okay.
And if your dad gave you stipulations that you had to abide by to take it over,
okay,
would you abide by those?
You got to give me examples.
I mean,
give me something.
Say finishing your education was important to your dad. Oh, and yeah, you can't work on your, I don't care what degree you get in, but you have to finish this.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, if for me, looking at the business, if the business is valuable and that I feel like, yeah, man, I want to take that over. Like, yeah, I would abide by the stipulation. Sure.
Okay. Guy Fieri.
Okay.
Kids, you know,
Flavor Town. Got it. Yep.
Flavor Town. If you want your part of Flavor Town, Ryan, you have to get 2 college degrees to get your inheritance.
Who?
And his youngest son is trying to make a different deal. It doesn't say like what kind of degree, so it could be an associate's and a bachelor's
underwater
and a master.
Basket weaving. Yeah,
But would it matter if it was Guy Fieri money?
Motherfucker, I'm going to school and my ass is in. I'm getting straight A's. I'm getting 4.0.
Yeah, is Guy
what's Fieri, he worth?
I looked that up.
He's got to be worth a shit ton.
It's his
$100 million.
No, that was just his contract with the Food Network.
Oh, it recent. Oh yeah, no, that, yeah, okay.
I have that number in front of
mother
me. So he just got $100 million from the Food Network. That doesn't include his empire of restaurants and everything else. Figure out what he's worth.
Hold on, because they keep getting $100 million, but like, it's got to be more than that, right?
It's got to be.
Holy motherfuck! He's like taking everybody to Flavor Town.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Guy Fieri's net worth in 2025 is $100 million. So that's what he must be worth now. Like, and then the deal obviously will add to that wealth, I would assume.
Yeah, that just seems holy light for somebody that has so many restaurants. And
that is fuck. I didn't think it was that much. Holy shit. Good for him. A fat guy eating food gets, wow.
Well, he owns restaurants and stuff too.
I know. I'm just, Jesus Christ. He makes $26 million a year. Dude, that's like, I think that's like Premier League money.
Yeah, I mean.
Or like, yeah, obviously not, you know, Ronaldo.
It just seems, that seems light. Like I'm going to celebrity net worth. It says $27 million. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's, we'll just go off $100 million. $27 million a year. Let's just go off of that.
Okay, so like, okay, let's.
His youngest son went to him and says, he's like, Dad, come on, give me a break. How about if I get great grades the whole time? Can I just get one? And he goes, he borrowed this quote from Shaquille O'Neal. He goes, if you want the cheese, you got to get 2 degrees.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, but dude, like, it's okay. That to me. Okay, go ahead.
So Erling Haaland, the main guy for Manchester City.
Okay.
They're like the scorer, the dude, probably one of the most popular footballers in the world right now. Makes $27 million a year. Guy Fieri makes $26 million a year. That is insane to me.
Yeah, and just making the, you know, the empire. But again, if I work my ass off, maybe my kids should do something to work their ass off too and prove to me that.
2 degrees, man, like, fuck me.
But again, how hard is it legitimately this day and age? The NBA is somehow the new bachelor's degree for people in my line of work.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody goes to school for 8 years and they come out with an MBA and you're just like, oh, cool, you don't know shit. You went to school this whole time. You're now 26. You actually don't know anything. But again, if this was all you had to do, we've talked about this, Ryan. What kind of shape would we be in if we were fucking Hollywood stars that had all the resources in the world behind us? You don't think Guy Fieri, like, these motherfuckers just got to go to school. If you just had to go to school and you were guaranteed to get a piece of this pie,
my ass, I would.
That's what you would focus on.
Fuck, man.
Like, I'm lucky to get like 25 grand from my dad.
It's like, fuck, man.
You know, like, I don't know what I'm going to get out of my four-way split.
Dude, I would be, well, I guess 2 degrees technically means you get your bachelor.
I have 3.
You can get your master's. 4. It doesn't master. Master's counts as another. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right.
You have 4?
I have 4.
What the fuck? How did I not know that?
I have
associates.
2 different associates.
Okay. Your bachelor's, right?
And a bachelor's. I guess I have a master's certificate. I never finished the classes to actually get the degree, like, quote unquote. Yeah. So I guess I have 2.
I have an associate's.
Solutions development, associates in networking. I have a bachelor's in computer science, and then I have a master's certificate in supply chain.
Damn.
And then I guess I have 2. Half a degree in art because I went for graphic design on Boeing.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. So before they cut that program, they're like, no, you're not supposed to go to art school.
But.
I wouldn't be negotiating. I would just shut up and do my job.
$26 million a year, dog.
Online colleges and shit.
Fuck, dude. I could do underwater fucking basket week.
Yeah, you could UOP 18 months, yeah, dude, be in, like, and out with a master's degree.
Dude, and I'd be fucking golden, dude. Like, that's
set for the rest of my life.
I don't have to work.
They probably don't have to work anyways.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like,
you know, it's like, oh, I'm the prince, man, of Flavortown now.
I need to email him and be like, hey, man, can I be your kid? I'll go to school again. I'll go back.
Yeah.
Take care of my bills right now.
Well, you can go. He has Waterloo sparkling water. You can go be his consultant on.
Is he fucking, he owns that shit?
Yes.
God damn.
That's what I'm saying. $100 million seems light.
It does seem
light. For all the businesses that.
That's crazy.
He owns.
Yeah, he owns that. He's partnered with Guy Fieri. 3 new. Wow. Unbelievable. I didn't know that. I knew he had money, but I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Guy gets $1,000 an episode. Mike, I need $1,000 an episode.
Yeah, I need $1,000. If Bobby's getting $1,000, I need
$1,001.
I need $1,001. I need $1 more.
That'd be the highest paid.
Dude, it's funny you say highest paid. Did you see the, I don't know if you've watched the NBA draft.
The kid that don't want to go to Utah?
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, dude. If I was a pro athlete or getting ready to go into the draft and become a pro athlete, if any team wanted me, my dick would be hard. Like,
dude, if the Lithuania fucking goats wanted me to go play basketball,
my ass is on the next flight to Lithuania, dude.
I'm just like, what do they speak? Yeah. What do they eat?
Yeah, what's going on?
$50 million a year?
Fuck, dude. Cool. Sign me the fuck up. It's so weird, man. It's like, we've established
what we would suck dick for.
Yeah. It's dude,
Utah Jazz wants to draft me for $40 million a year to suck dick.
Dog. I'll suck one dick and quit.
Pull out injured.
Ah, shit. My throat. I don't know why I grabbed my hammy and then said my throat. Ow. Dude, it's wild to me, man. It's fucking wild to me. Like, I was looking up. Cause you know, I've been following Japanese baseball a little bit more, you know, mm-hmm. just to kind of like get prepared to, like, you know, go to games and stuff. J- Japanese, like a minimum salary in Japan is like equivalent to like 300K here.
Yeah.
Give or take. That's like, that's the league minimum. And then there's like, there's particular players on each team that have like $4 million, $5 million a year, whatever. Like the big players, like the guy, I think the guy that plays like shortstop or second base for the Giants, the Yomiuri Giants, makes like $4 million or $5 million a year. And like, you know, one of those dudes that's projected to like come over here kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Like, dude, I was thinking to myself,
sneezing
like,
my fucking Captain COVID. Great.
Great. There we go. Wrong. Now we're fucked.
Now that's going to be my, my pull out for the Utah Jazz is, sorry, I can't suck dick anymore. I got COVID. The spiky COVID but in
yeah,
my throat.
You're going to get COVID on your cock if it's so weird, man. Like I see these numbers and I'm just, it's mind boggling to me that people are like upset, you know, like. It just is weird. It's weird.
They don't understand generational wealth. Everybody's spoiled, thinks they get whatever, you know, they deserve it and everything else. But anyway, that was actually a quick hour and we're God fucking damn. Done.
Holy shit.
Huh? It's weird when it's only us just bullshitting. But we'll talk at you next time.
Bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.